You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. Happy Wednesday, all. Today is Wednesday, January the 25th, and we are, as always, excited about our show on this evening. If you are tuned in for the very first time, welcome. We appreciate you for joining us. We want you to kick back and have a great time. Get that pen and paper out, though. We need you to get your pen and papers ready because we are giving great nuggets on this evening for further advancement on 2017. Now, when you get that pen and paper out, we also want you to LinkedIn it out, Facebook it out, Twitter it out. Let all of your networks know that the Power Zone with DU is the place to be. If you are a returning listener, well, welcome back. We appreciate you just the same, and we invite you to share it with your networks as well. We're going to go out on a small break, family, and when we return, I am going to speak to the subject matter of this evening and share some of our latest happenings. We'll be right back after this small break. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far, however, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we here at the Power Zone with DU would like to hear from you. If you have a product and or service that you would like to platform, if you are a community activist, if you are in the business of helping others elevate to their highest potential personally and professionally, then the Power Zone with DU is the place to be. Please log on to Darlene's Utopia, state your inquiry, and we will follow up accordingly and assist you in making your request a reality. Again, log on to Darlene's Utopia. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now, we want you to save some dates, family. Lock your calendars. Get those pens and papers out and take note of April the 21st of 2017. We will be returning to Fusion East Restaurant. I will be returning to Fusion East Restaurant as it relates to Not Without a Fight, the series. We are talking about networking. We are actually holding a networking extravaganza. You guys know I love to say that word, extravaganza. We want you to come out if you are a professional, a small business owner, a community activist. Come out and state your claim. Meet like-minded people just like you and have a great time. I am excited. And in the upcoming weeks, I'll be bringing forth more information as it relates to April the 21st at Fusion East Restaurant for a networking event like no other. Here's another date for you, family. April the 1st of 2017, mark the date. We will be returning to the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York for the Making of Moguls, an entrepreneurs conference. The Making of Moguls is a component of Darlene's Utopia. This annual project is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. The Making of Moguls is the place to be on April the 1st of 2017 to receive nuggets of professional advancement as it relates to your business. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, log on to Darlene's Utopia. Now, if you're joining us for the very first time, I want you to rewind and check out the archive from last week. We had a great show in which I, Darlene A. Anderson, gave a full-out presentation on professional development. I gave some great nuggets as it relates to professionalism for 9-to-5ers or entrepreneurs. Please log on and check out last week's show and share it with your networks accordingly. If you are interested in me coming out to your community location, your school, your church, your job as it relates to providing a conference on professional development, please log on to Darlene's Utopia. We would love to hear from you and see how we can make that a reality. We have an awesome show lined up for you on this evening. We are discussing clutter. Mind clutter, not that clutter where it's like springtime and you're cleaning out your closets. We are discussing mind clutter and how that plays a part in your success. I have an amazing author that's going to come forth and he's going to give some nuggets that we all can utilize to make our lives a little bit better and help us to advance in areas of our lives that we possibly never took into consideration that it was because of the clutter around us. Get ready, family. This next segment is going to be a mind blower. We'll be back after this break.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Regina Turner, the financial empowerment maven of Financial Education Services. I am a proud sponsor of the Making of Moguls 2017, an entrepreneurial conference of Darlene's Utopia. To learn more about my services and the conference, please visit www.darlenesutopia.com. Looking forward to seeing you there. Have a blessed day.
Good evening, family, and welcome back to the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. I hope you guys are ready for this segment. As I stated previously, this is one that you want to keep your pens and paper out and take notes. We are giving you nuggets, tools of advancement for 2017. And for this segment, we're discussing your finances. Listen to this, family. If you've tried all kinds of solutions to get your finances together and they haven't worked, maybe it's because your foundation isn't right. In order for wealth to flow into your life, it must be free of clutter and disorganization. You need to be properly organized in order for your life to prosper. In Broke No More, you will learn how to quickly organize your life in its four major areas. You ready, family? Paper, time, space, and money. I'll say that one more time. Paper, time, space, and money. I'm going to bring forth in a second on the Power Zone an amazing author of Broke No More, a fresh and simple perspective on organizing your life and money. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce to you all on the Power Zone with DU, Mr. Forrest Huganin. Forrest, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Well, hi, Darlene. Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. I'm so excited. We get so much to dive into. I was speaking on just really organization as it relates to not tangible things, not cleaning your house, not giving away coats, shoes, dusting, but really mental stability, getting yourself ready to prosper in areas of finances. So it's an honor to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are excited to have you here as well. They have their pens and paper ready. So let's dive into who you are first. Let's talk about Forrest. Who is Forrest Huganin?
Who is Forrest Huganin? Well, I'm a kid from Harlem and Queens. I spent most of my life in Queens from the time I was about 5 until I left the house when I was about 20. I currently live on Long Island, and I'm a husband, a father,
yes,
and I am a life organizer, author.
A life organizer, author. I love that. Life organizer, author. Okay. Let's talk about the road to, I guess, your passion or your assignment, if you will. What led you to this industry of work, so to speak?
Well, it was a combination of two things. I actually had a friend who at the time was being audited by the state, and he knew that I had a knack for organizing things. Mm-hmm. So he threw all of his financial records at me, and I put them together. I organized them, made them presentable for the state. He was able to take that information to the state. And he came back and he told me that one of the state auditors said, "Who is this guy that organized your stuff?" And he said, "Well, it was a friend of mine." And he said, "You need to tell that guy he needs to do this for a living." And that was the single moment that literally got me into organizing people's finances and their other matters in their lives.
That is an amazing story. Now, let me ask you, this friend, was he a business owner or this was his personal taxes?
He was a business owner. He had an electrical business, mm-hmm. and he was kind of, you know, disorganized and sloppy about his paperwork, and it came time for him to be audited. And, yes, that's how I got into it.
As most entrepreneurs just starting out are, this is amazing because we speak about this a lot on the show. And we hope to have you out for the Making of Moguls for April of 2017 this year, because this is a aspect of maintaining your own business that a lot of people shy away from. It's very important. I remember when I first started, I had to get, you know, taxes for dummies, and yes, there was like a taxes for dummies. I don't know if they still have it, but as it relates to starting your own business, you heard of it. You remember? because you can't just go to your accountant and just throw receipts at her. You're liable for that. You have to know what that person is doing, because they'll plug in any type of numbers, and when it's time to audit, you're the person that's responsible. So this is great to hear these things, and our listeners on the phone that are entrepreneurs, I hope you all are receiving this. We definitely want you to get in contact with Forrest after the call, because I'm sure they can utilize your services. Okay, so that was the single moment that made you take that shift. And in your mind, was it about the entrepreneur, the small business owner, the everyday person, or everyone embodied?
Well, it was a combination of things, but at the time, it was really about making some extra cash, because it was just something that I discovered I could do on the side in addition to my job. And, you know, I've been doing it part-time for a number of years. And it wasn't until very recently that I realized I could be doing a lot more with this. Are you familiar with Steve Harvey's jump speech?
Yes.
Well, when I heard that particular speech, I realized that I was standing in my own way, that I could be doing a lot more with my life. I had been encouraging people all these years to, you know, set goals and go places and do things, and I thought that I was doing that for myself, but I wasn't really doing it to the fullest extent. And when I took stock with my life and evaluated where I was going as opposed to where I could go, that's when I decided to make the leap and cut the strings on a 9-to-5 and become 100% commission.
So let's go to No More, because although this is not your very first book, this is your latest creation, and it is amazing. I've done a lot of research on this. These tools are things that people can use in their everyday life. They are practical measures of advancement, as we say here on the Power Zone. So Broke No More, a fresh and simple perspective on organizing your life and money. You combine the two. You're not just organizing lives, you're talking about money. Let's dive into this first.
Yeah, well, you know, the two are interconnected.
Yes.
You cannot have success in your money if your personal life is in disarray. And you can't have success in your personal life if your money is in disarray, because I'm sure you know, either by personal experience or by people you know, if the bill collector's calling you and you're stressed out, you can't really perform at all, can you?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
So I've learned that you need to have all of those things together. And that goes back to an experience of mine when I was in my 20s, where I thought I had it all together. I thought I knew everything. And I ended up having to file for bankruptcy. And that moment shook me. And it caused a change in my outlook, where I began to look at things and say, I got to be more serious about my money. And then I looked around at my life and I saw the stuff I had, junk that I really didn't even need, that I was holding on to. And it was holding me back. It was clutter. And it wasn't just stuff, because stuff isn't the only thing that's clutter in your life. Bad thinking can be clutter in your life. People can be clutter in your life. And over a period of time, I learned how to shake all that clutter out of my life and begin to incorporate things that would get me to the success levels that I've been able to enjoy since then.
I'm sitting here, Forrest, and I have to let our listeners know, you know, you can't make this stuff up. I haven't had the pleasure, and it's forthcoming, of meeting Forrest in person. We met online, we chatted a little bit, and I said, I have to have you on the show. And this is heaven sent, because I'm listening to you, and it's like you're a brother from another mother. Because I've experienced this, and everything that you're saying, I've been in that place of just the whole, and we're going to look at the paper, the time, the space, and the money, but just that mental clutter that you have to deal with before you can deal with anything externally, it's a lot, and it's a process. It's a structured process. So I'm excited to hear this. So let's speak to how you got out of that place. Let's talk about paper.
At the time, I had paper that went back to elementary school, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to start throwing stuff away. And it included a lot of stuff that was dear to me, very sentimental, like maybe my first book that I wrote as a kid. I actually threw it away. I couldn't believe it. But I let go of it. Part of that was a need to downsize because I had to move to a smaller space.
Yes.
So that helped make it easier. And that's one of the tricks that I give, a tip for people when they are decluttering. Imagine if you had to move yourself across country and everything you own had to fit into one van. What would you take with you? And that's when you really begin to crystallize things down to what's really important. That's pretty much the situation I was in. And I had to get rid of a lot of stuff. So I know from experience it's hard, but I do know that it can be done. When you get rid of it, it's not the end of the world. Life goes on. You open up your life to receive new things when you allow the old things to be pushed out.
Beautifully said and very interesting. So family, if you had to move and put all of your belongings in one van, what would you take? That is a tough question, but it is a relevant question because hoarding is a way of life and we become hoarders unknowingly. It wasn't until this year that I threw away my pay stubs. I kept pay stubs from my very first on the books job at 14 years old, and any scraps that I had from receipts from 12 to 14, I kept, like, little notes, can darling babysit for me, I'll pay you this much, I kept all of that, and my family was like, are you serious, why are you keeping this? And my only excuse was, if I ever get audited, they said, it's only 7 years, darling, are you serious? So I just this year threw away those things. And I would organize them and put them in a nice style, and I would keep them. And they weren't in the way, but mentally, I didn't need it anymore. It was really useless.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that because, like, I'm thinking right now, and I'm saying to myself, I can see these little blue ADT pay stubs that I had from my first job at Modell's when I was 18 years old.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of absorbing what you're saying right now.
Yes. And it's more so, it's hoarding, but it's not hoarding like I need this paper. It's hoarding for me, like these are my memories. This is my story. This is a part of my legacy. And your legacy changes, your legacy changes throughout the years. You modify it in different type of ways. But to me, that was my pride and joy, my pay stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about time.
Well, time is the master of all of us. And you really have to learn how to tame it and get control of it. There are various things you can do to master your time, but I'll just throw this one thing out there. The first thing you have to learn to do when you're mastering your time is learn how to say no. There are so many demands on our time. They come at us in so many different ways. They come from family. They come from work. They come from friends. And each one of these things pulls on us and makes demands on our time.
Yeah.
If we say yes to everything, we will be good at nothing. But when we say no, that word, though it sounds like a negative, is actually a positive because it gives you freedom. It gives you freedom to unlock yourself from so many balls and chains that attach themselves to you and suck up your time so that you can now focus on the things that you need to focus on to get where you're going.
Good stuff. Good stuff. If we say yes to everything, we will be good at nothing. That is probably the best quote I've heard all week. And we're in Wednesday now, so I don't know if anything can stop that. That is great. Now, how did you learn to master no?
How did I learn to master no? It wasn't an overnight thing. It took time. But I realized that I couldn't be all things to everyone.
Yes.
And it just dawned on me that you know that old saying, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't mm-hmm. please all of the people all of the time?
Yes, sir.
I really began to marinate on that, as they say, and put it into practice. And when I started doing that, I could actually sit back and breathe. And that allowed me to really see clearly and to focus on the things that were really important. Those things that if I do them today, they're going to get me to where I want to go tomorrow.
Beautifully said. Family, I know you are writing these nuggets down and thinking about your own respective lives and where you can apply the no's and where you can start downsizing that paper. If you have that shredder in the corner and it's collecting dust, it's time to take it out and see what you can put in it to put it to good use. We're going to go out on a small break for us, and we go out on what's called the song of the show, and that is a song in which you let our listeners know what motivates Forrest and why. So what song motivates you, gets you in that zone?
Well, the song that works for me, that really pumps me up and gets me going, is The Man by Aloe Black. When I hear that song, I feel like there's nothing I can't do.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go out on The Man, which is one of my favorites as well, by Aloe Black, and we'll be right back, family, after this small break.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole, I played my cards and I didn't fold, well it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the
Welcome back, family. You have returned to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win, When It Appears You've Already Lost. And I am here with Mr. Forrest Hugh Gannon of Broke No More, a fresh and simple perspective on organizing your life and money. Forrest, welcome back to the Power Zone with DU.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, so as I have affectionately coined you as my brother from another mother, we have given me great nuggets for 2017. Now, family, if you are joining us for the first time for some reason, if you fast forward the show and you're just smack dead in this segment, we want you to rewind it and listen to the first part of this segment because it's awesome. We are discussing four major areas to help fix your life and your money. We've discussed paper and time. Now, Forrest, before we continue, there is an acronym that you reference, RAS, as it relates to organization with paper. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yes, definitely. It's rafts, like just think about a raft on the sea and an S at the end. So the R stands for read. These are things that might be related to paper that, you know, people tend to hold on to entire newspapers and magazines because they want to read one little article in it. So I tell my clients, if you're holding on to that magazine for one page, open it up to that page, rip that page out, and put it into your read file. And
yes,
that's something that you're going to read. You're going to designate a day every week to read that stuff. And you'll empty out your file and be able to move forward. And that whole magazine or newspaper can go in the garbage. The A stands for act. These are things that you need to act on, like a bill or a form that you need to sign, maybe for insurance to send back. You put that into your act file. These are things you designate a day every week. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do all the things that are in my act file and clear it out. The F stands for file. That's very simple. You create files with different categories in them. Maybe they're your utility bills, your bank statements, things like that. You file those away and you keep them in a nice, safe place. The T stands for toss. This is all the minutiae that you can toss out that doesn't have your personal information on it. So that would include old books, that would include magazines, newspapers, or anything else that doesn't have some information on it that an identity thief could use to steal your identity. Now, the S wraps it all up with shred. That's all your paper that does have your personal information on it. You want to definitely make sure you shred that. Everyone should have a shredder, and not just a straight line shredder, but make sure you get a cross cut shredder, because people will go into your garbage can, they'll take out your shredding if it's in a straight line, and they will take the time to glue that stuff back together.
Definitely, definitely. This is awesome. I am, like, excited over here. Like, oh, my God, I just have to find a file of paper to just organize all over again. This is great stuff. What happens when you sit with someone and really dive into this and you go back? What is a period of time, like, and what intervals are you meeting with people?
Well, you know, it depends on the person. Every situation is different. That's why I always have a free initial consultation with a person for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And in that consultation, what I want to do is find out what are their pain points. What's bothering you? What's really hurting you? What do you feel is holding you back from getting to where you want to be? And once we determine what that is, we can determine, well, where is it you want to go? What is it you want to accomplish? And then I'll share with them how I work and what I feel I can do. And if we both feel we're a good fit for each other at that time, then that's when we lay out a schedule. I usually like to meet with a person at least on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Because that keeps the momentum up, but I'm not in your face so much that you just get annoyed and overwhelmed and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Okay, let's speak to space and money, space being the first.
Okay, well, when it comes to space, we can accumulate clutter in our space over a period of time.
And that can be knickknacks on a shelf. It can be books, newspapers. It can be furniture or other keepsakes and things like that. You can have clutter in your closet, clutter in your refrigerator, old food that you haven't eaten, some kind of experiment that if you opened it up, you'd have penicillin if you were sick. These are all the different kinds of things that we need to organize in our space. And one of the things that I try to focus on when it comes to that, because it can be overwhelming, I always tell people, just begin where you are. If you're in a room and you're at a spot, start there.
Yeah.
Work in a clockwise fashion until you come back to where you started. Working in a clockwise fashion keeps you on track. So now you can look back and you could see the little victories that you've gained as you've progressed. You may not have to do it all at one time. You could do it 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour at a time, every day, or every few days, or even once a week. But the thing that you want to do is make sure you set a time and a place to do it so that something is getting done. Because progress is the seed that germinates into success.
These nuggets are awesome. Family, I hope you are writing these things down and you haven't even gotten the book as of yet. This is stuff that you can't usually get for free. This is the full conference. I am excited. So when you speak to space, it's important, and that is a method because one can get overwhelmed with just, I've recently moved into a home and it's taken a lot of energy, and I'm like, we're already into a year and there are still things that I need to do. But I started in one room, and then we'll go to this room, and then we'll go to that room, and we write it out. So this is great. Now let's speak to what everyone wants to know about money.
Well, all of this that we've just discussed, the paper, the time, the space management, all gives you a nice foundation where you have peace of mind. And I like to liken that to when you go away to a nice hotel room, when you put that key card in the door and you open it up and you come into that room, how do you feel?
You feel good. Oh, my God.
Don't you?
Especially if the AC is on. If it's hot outside, it's 100 degrees, you just want to get in your room and sit on your bed. Yes.
But the thing that appeals to you in that room is that it's nice and neat. Everything's in its place.
Right.
It looks so peaceful. It's like an oasis. And that's what you want your home to be because that's going to allow your mind to work properly. That's what's going to get you ready to tackle this money beast. And it can be a beast. People get themselves into all kinds of trouble with money. They buy things to impress people that they don't like, that they barely even know. They buy things to medicate themselves. Well, I'm not feeling good, so I'm going to buy this to make myself feel better. And they end up getting themselves into debt. And that's what it always comes down to, getting yourself into debt, getting underwater, and getting in trouble. So my money section in this book starts at step three. In step one and two, you've gotten a grip and you've gone through those time, space, and paper things. Starting in step three of your 10-step plan, now you begin to tackle your money. Step three, you're going to put a budget together. Step four, you're going to put away for a rainy day. That means you're going to set aside your $1,000 emergency fund. That's going to keep you from going to that credit card. In step five, you're going to put a plan together to knock those debts off one by one. Once those debts are gone, step six, you're going to start saving in a big way. You're going to start putting away 3 to 6 months of money in case you get into trouble, you lose your job, or health crisis strikes. So you'll never have to whip out a credit card and depend on that again as your emergency fund. You'll have money in the bank. Step seven, you'll take care of your insurance because that's what's there to protect you, like the high walls of a castle or the moat around the castle. That's what keeps those enemies from coming in and stealing and plundering everything that you've worked so hard to have. Step eight, you're going to invest. You're going to invest that money so that it begins to multiply at an exponential rate. Step 9, you're going to retire plan. You're going to start putting money away so that you don't have to work because I can't afford to stop working. You're going to put money away so you can retire and enjoy those good years that you still have left in your life. And the final step involves leaving a legacy for those that you are going to leave behind. Mm. And when you complete all of those steps, you will truly be able to say, I am broke no more.
This is definitely needed in inner city communities. It's needed for black individuals, for brown individuals, because unfortunately we're taught these things at a very young age. We're not. And we have leave our children with nothing, and they're the generational curse, so to speak, or lack thereof, begins, and it's consistent. So this is really, this is amazing. This is courses, financial courses, life planning courses, all rolled up in one. How long does it take an individual to master all 10 principles, so to speak, generally?
Well, typically, working with someone on this full course, it can be anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I have various programs where you can pick and choose a la carte. Well, what do you want to accomplish? We plug those things in and we put those into a plan. So I'm not just coming into your house, looking around at your clutter and saying, okay, let's straighten out your closet, let's straighten out your clothes, and then walking away and taking your money and leaving. I'm not just giving you a fish. I'm teaching you to fish so that when I leave, you'll be able to feed yourself on these principles for the rest of your life.
Well said. I'm excited. This is the beginning of, I hope, many more great informative. We would love to have you out for the Making of Moguls. There are other events that are coming up that I know you would definitely be able to bring a wealth of knowledge to our network. Family, I want you to also keep in mind the website is Org for Life Solutions. It's on our radio page. I want you to click into that. There you will see areas in which Barbara is discussing. If you are interested in reforming your life, there are seminars, home solutions, financial organizations. I love the site. It's awesome. We also have Broke No More, the link to get that book. We want you to log on to our blog page. If you're just listening from your device right now, log into it and check it out. Broke No More, a fresh and simple perspective on organizing your life and money. Forrest, is there anything that I've missed that we want to give our listeners?
I think you've done a very good job of covering everything. You're an excellent interviewer, Darlene.
Thank you so very much. It is a pleasure. You are officially family. As my friend Steve from Complete Chocolate Couple, Steve King, says, when you have been on the show one time, you are no longer a guest. In my mind, you've been back several times, so we just have to catch up to that. You are officially family, because this right here is definitely what the Power Zone at DU references to help people elevate to their highest level of potential. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I hope you all enjoyed our show on this evening. I know I did. Forrest Huganin was awesome. If you want to learn more again about Forrest and Broke No More, log on to the radio page and please let him know that you heard about him on the Power Zone with DU. We also want you all to explore Utopia Network, Inc. and their services. Utopia Network, Inc. is a 501c3 organization serving the greater New York. Their mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities for productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. Log on to Utopia Network, Inc. and learn more about their intake sessions at various libraries throughout the New York City area. Family, it has been a pleasure. Until next time, be well and remember to tell your networks to log on to the Power Zone with DU Wednesday evenings, Eastern Standard Time at 10 p.m. Till next time. The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU